Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. Today, I'm going to share with you how I fared on my first ski day of the season, which happened to be yesterday, Pearl Harbor Day, another day that will live in infamy. My first day on snow was ominously preceded by a sleepless night, triggered by the unexcused absence of Oscar Wilde, my cherished Russian blue cat, who was not responding to repeated calls for him to come home. I crawled out of bed in a miasma of despair and went torpidly about the business of assembling my ski gear for battle. Sometime in the middle of that tortured night, I remembered to ask my angels for help. I told them I just wanted to know he was safe so that I wouldn't worry so much that I couldn't sleep. When I silenced my internal chatter, I could hear their answer, that Oscar was indeed safe inside a garage in the neighborhood and would come home as soon as someone opened the door. As it turned out, my angels were exactly right. Oscar was inside a garage all night. Our garage, or from his point of view, his garage. He came charging out the instant I opened the door, and in that moment, my spirits lifted at rocket speed into a state of elation. Today was going to be a great day, after all. On the other side of breakfast, I'm loading up the Highlander for the commute up to Alpine Meadows, when I stumble on what was once referred to as a juvenile delinquent rifling through the back seat of my running SUV. I was letting the car warm up so the inside cabin temperature would rise above that of Arctic seawater, just what the opportunistic thief hopes to stumble on. I yelled something pithy like, "Hey, what do you think you're doing?" and closed ground between us, at which point he turned tail and fled, dropping some booty, headphones, he'd previously pilfered from a neighbor in his haste. He was younger than I by half a century and had the acceleration of a gazelle, but I gamely took off after him if only to spot his flight's trajectory. I was wearing puffy après-ski boots, so I was as deficient in the footwear department as I was in physical conditioning. I lost sight of him when he took a left at the end of the block and called 911 to report the incident. Now my ski day isn't looking so peachy, as I have to wait for a constable to arrive at the scene. I alert my dear ski wingman of many years, Rick Stalker, that I'll be behind schedule, and not to wait. Once I'm finally able to saddle up and get out of Dodge, so to speak, I'm able to wheel into the Alpine Meadows parking lot just as the summit chair starts loading. Some sort of equilibrium to my day has been restored. There are still a couple of wrinkles to iron out. I was skiing a new boot for the first time. Kessley's new entry to the boot market, the K130P, and like any race boot with a lace-up liner, just getting in is a bit more of an adventure than the usual fare. But it feels fine when I'm all buckled in, so I don't give them a second thought. The morning is still young when I'm finally seated alongside Rick on the summit chair on what will be a gorgeous day in the Sierras. The unreal intensity of the blue skies provides a blazing background for the stark white ridgeline that crowns Wolverine Bowl. There's soft snow everywhere. Sure, it's all tracked up by now, but it's so cold that it doesn't clump. You can just motor through it. I couldn't be happier. I'm skiing. I'm upright. On my skis enough not to be a public menace, and conditions are damn near perfect. Then, about halfway down a top-to-bottom run I would normally consume in one gulp, I became aware that I had the lung capacity of an average-sized squirrel. I'd totally forgotten that not 10 days earlier I was wrapping up a 2-week engagement with some nasty flu bug. My lungs were still partially submerged in mucus, sorry about that imagery, so I would have to build up to non-stops, all in good time. The rest of the morning was idyllic. Weather was postcard perfect. Snow stayed dry and forgiving of first day bobbles. The main purpose of the day, to just ski, no other objectives or agendas, was achieved. It wasn't until we stopped after about 4 hours that I realized just how good a day it had turned out to be. For one thing, my back didn't hurt, and that's saying something for someone who has 2 recent MRIs indicating severe stenosis, not only at L3-L4, but up and down my cervical spine. In fact, I'm going to see my principal pain doctor sometime between recording this podcast and editing it to see which way we should proceed. Point being, skiing 4 hours with no pain in my spine is kind of a big deal. By the way, I'm staying away from drugs and surgery on my spine. So far, so good. Second pleasant surprise, not even a hint of fear of high lifts, or FOHL, which I've written about a couple of times already this season. Maybe this scourge is gone, or just taking a time out, but the fact that it didn't rear its ugly head yesterday is also a big deal. The third unusually good outcome. The new Kesley boots never drew attention to themselves. Stance and fit felt spot on. Never touched a buckle except to snug up the top cuff buckle. That was it. The fourth and final victory of the day, I'm still a skier. May not sound like much of a claim, but an old classmate of mine at Yale just had both legs amputated in order to save his life. I am so grateful to be able to continue to do that which I love. So my 22-23 ski season, after a rocky start out of the chute, got off to a splendid, auspicious start. Sun, soft snow, and speed. What a trifecta. And when I got home, I was greeted by the only cat I know of, who is also a recognized bocce referee and podcast audio engineer. Life is good. This has been Jackson Hogan for Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. Thanks for listening.